@AJN Live on X is the coordinates of free speech and the fight against the globalists and the Democrat deep state. Now, that is the new X handle in case they shut down InfoWars, of where the new network, the Alex Jones Network, is going to be growing from. Now, in just one of the organization's studios, we just did an hour-plus emergency breakdown, but there was one huge point I forgot to make. In the federal filing that's in Bloomberg articles, AP, Reuters, look it up, they say Jones does not have 13th Amendment rights. We can own his name and own his real Alex Jones, even though the courts have always said you can't do that. And all the major social media companies say someone cannot transfer their personal account to someone else. But they're saying they own it as part of my personal bankruptcy. This is a major attack on the 13th Amendment, banning indentured servitude and slavery after the Civil War in the late 1860s. And they even admit that in the article, that this is a full frontal assault. But that's okay, because it's Alex Jones. He doesn't have the same rights as other people. And they hope then you don't defend me and that Elon Musk doesn't defend me. So they set the precedent, just like they did with the deplatforming 7-8 years ago. But then I started thinking when the live feed ended here at the Alex Jones Network, that, wait a minute, we just saw in Brazil where they said, we want all these accounts banned, and all the tyranny of that, and the EU trying to make Elon Musk bow, and Australia trying to make him bow. Now, Musk beat the EU so far in Australia, but they were arresting, you know, Twitter crew and totally banning it there, so he capitulated there, because the State Department's helping run the tyranny through the Biden administration down there with Lula and his whole dictatorial system, where they're outlawing their political opposition and the same stuff you see here with the Democrats against Trump, because it's the Democrat State Department on record now, the documents are public, running that. So, look, Musk can't win them all, and so I didn't really criticize Musk when he fought valiantly, but finally when they started seizing Starlink infrastructure and other companies totally separately associated with it, that he went ahead and, you know, rolled over partially. But the question is, will Elon Musk roll over to the Democrats demanding in this federal filing by the U.S. trustee of the Justice Department saying that they own Alex Jones? I mean, this is more intense than what Brazil is doing now that I think about it. They are not just saying ban accounts, which is what they admittedly want. They know Musk will shut it down. They're saying they own real Alex Jones and the name Alex Jones and Alex Jones Show. And the U.S. trustee, who's the new good guy, you know, after the last guy tried to shut us down without a court order and all the rest of it, it's crazy, said, oh, no, no, you own your name. We can't do that. You own your own private social media. But I predicted to my lawyers they would come back and do this, and now they filed in federal court to do that in Houston. And so be sure and watch the restream of the live transmission I did from 7 o'clock, a little bit into 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time tonight, and then just ask yourselves, is this normal? I mean, the Pentagon signed a document based on executive order by Biden for martial law and killing American citizens. Unprecedented in our history. I mean, this is getting crazy. You've got Hillary Clinton and all the rest of them, like John Kerry saying, ban the First Amendment. You got the New York Times saying, get rid of the Constitution. Don't do your own research. I mean, these are real headlines going on. These are real things happening. They're really trying to do this. And just as my deplatforming, they admitted was a precedent for everybody else, now they're doing this. And then, oh, if I work with folks that are setting up the Alex Jones Network, alexjones.network, well, are they going to own that? I mean, it's just preposterous. Now, the Streisand effect is going to kick in. It's going to backfire on them, like their indictments and fake convictions of Trump. If you get upset about this and realize this is an attack on you, this is a big deal. And I've had folks high up at X reach out. They understand what's going on. And so this is very, very precedent setting. People didn't understand this 7 years ago. Really started about 9 years ago, but got intense 7 years ago with my deplatforming and the attacks and the lawfare and all of it and the rigged courts and found guilty by judges. And they had show trials on HBO, movie productions. I mean, it's just wild. And I couldn't even believe how bad it was. So I was
this is a video posted to Alex Jones's Twitter. But you can follow the Alex Jones Network at AJN Live. AJN Live did his first live stream yesterday from a remote, undisclosed satellite location away from the InfoWars headquarters. It was really an incredible broadcast. You were watching Alex Jones level up in real time, evolve like a Pokemon right before your eyes. Really incredible.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
It's Thursday, October 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live from the InfoWars headquarters here in Austin, Texas. We have a very big show for you today, folks. Lots of news to get to. And of course, we will be going through last night's absolute train wreck interview of Kamala Harris by Bret Baier. It was a doozy. It was a doozy, folks. Worse than I thought it was going to be. To be honest with you, you heard me yesterday. I said, it might be bad, might be very bad, but at the end of the day, her followers don't care because it's Fox News. So whatever happens on Fox News can be safely ignored, and they know that their hug box won't let them feel the pain of reality. But it was worse than you could possibly imagine. We're going to go through all of the clips here. Before we do that. Last night, Alex Jones did a broadcast, his first live broadcast from a satellite location, an undisclosed bunker outside of the InfoWars main headquarters. And it was really something else. It was really incredible. And so if you don't know, at AJN Live, at AJN Live on X is where Alex Jones will be able to go live from outside of InfoWars, no matter what happens in the next month with the auction and whatever comes next. It's very, very reminiscent of the rebels in Star Wars moving from base to base to wage the resistance. You go to alexjones.network or on X at AJN Live. And I really suggest you watch that. And it just hit me, last night, sort of for the first time, how truly crazy all of this is, and how capable Alex Jones has been at handling all of it. Like, if you'd stopped watching Alex Jones a year ago and then started watching him today, you'd think it was a different person. He is literally leveling up in real time, like a video game character. He's evolving like Pokemon. He has gone from Charmander to Charizard right before our eyes. And it's cool because it's sort of back to the way it was. Here's a little inside baseball. Here's a little behind the scenes gossip I can share with you at InfoWars. For at least the last 5 years or so, Alex Jones has quietly mentioned in asides to me that he misses the old podcast studio. That for years his show was broadcast not out of a television studio, but out of essentially a radio booth with a camera in it. And of course, you have to advance, you have to grow, you have to compete with the big boys. We have like this incredible studio that's really unrivaled in alternative media, just technologically and visually. It really is incredible and impressive. But every once in a while, you catch Alex Jones sort of mumbling about, we used to just be able to, it was just dark you just sit in front, there were no cameras and lights and jibs and all this stuff, and he could just focus and zoom in. And some of the best clips of Alex Jones' career are from those days, back when it was, you know, just him in a little tiny podcast studio, which again, like, was not a TV studio. It was just a radio booth with a camera in it and like a TV in the back, sort of playing images on a loop, where he could really dig down and drill down and focus and not be interrupted by a commercial breaks and not even have guests, but just go, just ride the waves of consciousness wherever it takes him. And it was sort of a return to that. It was sort of a pared down, still looked amazing, looked great. Obviously, we don't do anything halfway here, no half measures. But in a way, it was this odd, like, advancement and evolution, a growth, while paring it down and getting back to the roots and back to the basics. And he talks about his health routine, running, you know, 6 miles, hiking 6 miles and swimming a mile. And I mean, look at the man. He's probably lost 20 pounds in the last month or something. It was very inspiring. It was very inspiring personally. But really, the thing that hit me was this idea that you've got this guy, just this dude, just this person in Austin, no different than anybody else. He just decides one day to start talking about the New World Order. And for years, he is playing this role of observer, of commentator, outside of the goings-on in the halls of power. But then he becomes so powerful, he becomes so influential, he becomes such a threat to the people in power, strictly through his intelligence and language and charisma, that suddenly he becomes part of the story. And the battle against the New World Order, the battle against the tyrannical measures being taken by the people in power to shut down free thought and free speech and free expression, the eye of Sauron turns to him, and suddenly, you know, that's what the legal battles are. And people complain about it. The guy, he's talking about what's happening with InfoWars. He's talking about himself again. And it's like, do you not understand? This is the battle. It's crazy. It's almost like he should have embraced it more. It's almost like as soon as the lawsuit started, every day should have been an update, because every, like, a detailed update game plan, because every day there was some new attack. And what's happening with InfoWars, we have become the story, not because of our own choosing, not because we injected ourselves into something that already existed, but because the people, the evil people in power, decided to make us the story. And what's been going on in courtrooms for the last several years is the battle. It is the story. It is the heart of the conflict between humanity and our future enslavers, should they win. He had become the story. He's now in the jaw of the beast. And it really hit home when he was talking about the way that they filed to take his personal social media. And let me be clear, for the record, and on my honor, the entire time Alex Jones has had a Twitter, it has been his Twitter. It's never a company Twitter. It's never something that, like, everybody had access to. It wasn't something that he would just dictate to some social media manager and they would type. No, it's his Twitter. It's on his phone. He's the one typing out the messages. So they're trying to claim that his Twitter is somehow part of InfoWars. It's never been part of it. It's always been his account. Maybe one or two other, you know, company phones would have access to his accounts to do spaces. You know, you have to do that sort of stuff. But it's always been his personal account. So the idea that they're trying to take his personal social media account and using his name as a copyright, what would they be able to do with that? Would they not then be able to, if they win the auction and get all of his intellectual property and get all of anything InfoWars has ever produced, and then even get himself as a copyrighted individual, as a legal entity, could they not erase him completely? I mean, they could then issue copyright takedown notices to YouTube or X or BitChute or Rumble, they could erase Alex Jones from existence on the internet, at least, should they get what they want. And that is obviously what they want. When you talk about the precedent they're setting, they are setting a precedent to where if you become an enemy of theirs, they will not just destroy you and your family utterly financially. If they can't just put you in jail, they might just be able to put you in jail. But even being put in jail is a less severe punishment than having your identity and life's work eradicated from public consciousness. And that's what they're going for. Like when people say, you know, when people complain that Alex Jones talks too much about what's going on at InfoWars, understand what's going on at InfoWars, what's going on with Alex Jones is the precedent being set, is the first time this tactic is being taken, this strategy is being employed. And if it is successful, just imagine where it goes from there. Just imagine what they can do with this precedent being set. If you are a public figure at all, your real name, a stage name, it doesn't matter. They can sue you for your identity itself and then remove you and everything you've ever done from circulation. Potentially, feasibly. That is beyond George Orwell. It's beyond 1984. And it's happening right now to Alex Jones. And they really are trying to set this precedent. And this would be outrageous even if Alex Jones had been the person that they say he is. But then you step back and you think about this objectively. What did Alex Jones do? What did he do? He talked about a conspiracy theory. He questioned an official event that, by the way, was the number one biggest, most talked about, most trending conspiracy topic in the world for years. And I posted a sample of them a couple weeks ago. But you know, there are like a dozen Sandy Hook documentaries, at least. Every one of them has dozens of researchers that contributed. Reporters, investigators, forensic experts. Hundreds of people have made dozens of documentaries about Sandy Hook. None of them are Alex Jones. None of them even feature Alex Jones. None of them even mention Alex Jones in these documentaries. So how is it that Alex Jones has had millions upon millions of dollars stolen from him, is on the hook for billions of dollars? They're trying to put him in indentured servitude, literally, for the rest of his life to pay off $1 billion judgment from people who he never interacted with, some people he never even mentioned their name, never once called for anybody to do anything to them. He talked about a conspiracy that, again, and this is the other thing, and it sort of ties into all of it. On YouTube, it used to be that if you search Sandy Hook, hundreds of pages, page after page after page after page, documentaries, entire channels set up just to talk about Sandy Hook with hundreds of videos each. But it's his fault. But it's all him, right? So they delete all of those, they purge all of that from YouTube, and then they say it was all Alex Jones. Now, if you want to say, no, it wasn't, look at all these people, look at all these documentaries, look at all these researchers, look at all these investigators, look at all these channels. This wasn't Alex Jones. This was a huge topic of conversation. Look, it's not there. Oh, it's gone, right? Oh, wait, there are no channels. There are no documentaries. They've deleted all of them. Now they're up on X. And you go to The Foundering, and he posted all of them. Even murderers and rapists get to keep their social media. Right? Even companies that kill thousands of people with a fraudulent or toxic product, still operating. So just understand, this has nothing to do with justice. It has nothing to do with, you know, lawful recompense for damage caused. It just has nothing to do with any of that. It is a very deliberate and very dangerous precedent-setting war on free speech. And watching Alex Jones's broadcast last night from the undisclosed location really drove home what an important and powerful and historic event, series of events, sea change that we happen to find ourselves in the middle of. So please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Support us at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Follow at AJNLive.com on X. Follow Real Alex Jones. Follow me, Harrison H. Smith. Follow InfoWars Journal, the American Journal account. Follow the War Room Show account. Follow us. Keep up. And speak out. Honestly, here's my call to action. Tag all of your favorite right-wingers. Not at once. Don't tag them all at once. Trust me, we ignore tags like that. We're just a block of tags. Less than worthless. But reach out individually. Call into radio shows. And ask right-wing personalities who are not talking about this, who have not mentioned this, challenge them. Why are you not standing up for Alex Jones? Call into radio shows, call into C-SPAN, tag or reach out to or join spaces with right-wing influencers and really put the question to them. Why are you not standing up for Alex Jones? Why are you letting them do this to him? How do you not realize what's going on? And what are you going to do when you're next? It is a shame that there is not more of a full court press. It's better than you maybe would have thought 10 years ago when Alex was still very much an outsider. You never would have expected the likes of Tucker Carlson and Elon Musk and you know so many others, Russell Brand, Viva Fry, like all these people. You would never have expected them to be quite so outspoken, but where are the rest of them? And how is this not a major topic of conversation? Because again, I think that's part of it. And that's why I'm rambling about this so much, is because in a way, people think, well, that's Alex Jones. Oh, that's as if he's making it about himself. But like, we have not made this about ourselves. Alex Jones has not made this about himself. The Eye of Sauron landed on us. The Death Star started hovering above our planet. They came at us. So it should be a story. Other people should be talking about it. It's not about aggrandizing Alex Jones. It's not about celebrating or playing into some scandal Alex Jones has concocted. He is the target. He is the victim here. And they are setting a precedent that is... it's a memory hole. They are building the memory hole as we speak, and Alex Jones will be the first figure tossed down it forever when they start copywriting and removing everything Alex Jones has ever done from everywhere on the internet. So then in a decade, it'll be like what? Like word? Like the only people who know Alex Jones existed will be people who have the physical products, have the physical documentaries and books and things they've saved for themselves. But other than that, you know, maybe a decade, maybe even less. I don't know. You go, who's Alex Jones? I don't know. Let's search. That's some actress from the UK. It's the only thing that's cropping up. You keep talking about some guy named Alex Jones. I don't think he ever existed. I think you made him up. It's crazy. It is crazy what they're trying. They're trying to turn him into a phantom. It is beyond identity theft. It's the memory hole. It's the erasure of a human being. All right, that's my rant on that. But if you missed out on the live stream last night, well, you missed out, and you need to tune in next time, because just tuning in, certainly sharing the link or participating in any way, brings you into this monumental and epic-making conflict between censorship and free speech going on right now. With that, let's get to it. Here's your Daily Dispatch. Here's your Daily Dispatch. Here it is. This is your Daily Dispatch for Thursday, the 17th of October, 2024. From Daily Mail, evil super gang seizes four apartment complexes in major Texas city in new terrifying show of strength. Dangerous Venezuelan gang has taken over at least four apartment complexes in San Antonio, Texas, as it expands its reach to yet another American city, Daily Mail has revealed. Dubbed the epitome of evil, Tren de Aragua, TDA, is known to run drug smuggling, child prostitution, and human trafficking rings in South America, with its members crossing over into the U.S. in recent years amid a wave of Venezuelan migrants. The tattooed mobsters have since unleashed a wave of crime across the country, from Miami and Texas to Denver and New York. And, of course, they are the gang at the center of the apartment complex takeovers in Aurora, Colorado. They are now taken over multiple apartment. Well, but it's just a handful of apartment buildings in San Antonio now, in addition to Aurora, Miami, Houston, and other places. And of course, the solution is to expel or kill them, so we can stop talking about it. We can either do that, or we can die, or we can, our country can go away and we can surrender, and the mobster, criminal, rapist, human trafficking scum can just run things from now on. Or we can fight, expel, and or kill them. These are the options. So let's choose the one where we survive. Meanwhile, Israeli attack on Gaza school kills at least 19, including children. Israeli forces have threatened residents to leave part of the Beqa region in eastern Lebanon. Israeli strikes have killed at least 19 Palestinians at a UNRWA school sheltering displaced people in Jabalia in northern Gaza Strip. Al Jazeera cameraman Fadi Al-Wahidi has slipped into a coma following a deteriorating condition after he was shot by Israeli forces on October 9th. The Israeli authorities have refused any medical evacuation. Yemen's Houthis have promised to retaliate after the U.S. conducted multiple strikes on weapon storage facilities in areas controlled by the group. Israel targeted several areas across eastern and southern Lebanon following a series of evacuation calls from the military. The UN's International Labor Organization reported that nearly 100% of Gaza's population has been plunged into poverty, with the economy in ruins and unemployment rates described as staggering after a year of war. And Iranian Minister Abbas Araghchi held talks with Egyptian officials and President El-Sisi in Cairo, the first such visit in years as part of a Middle Eastern tour. So just a little, quick little tour of the destruction, murder, genocide, and bombing campaigns of Israel and America as we just rain death around the entire Middle East in a pointless exercise of petulance. Meanwhile, the United States announces significant new military assistance for Ukraine. Oh, thank goodness. No, they were about to lose, but finally, I mean, Mike, it's like, finally, right? Am I right, you guys? Finally, we're giving something to Ukraine? I mean, for so long, they've been asking, and we've been so steadfastly refused, but finally, we gave money to Ukraine. It's like about time. I mean, what were they going to do without this? They've been struggling along for so long. $425 million worth of defenses and missiles and all sorts of wonderful devices to kill human beings. $425 million worth. Finally, right? Finally, we give something to Ukraine. Geez, can we be a little bit more generous? Hey, speaking of being generous, student loan forgiveness for 60,000 borrowers is the latest announcement from the Biden administration, because they're just doing it. They're just bribing all of their constituents. They're just spending all of your money to pay for their votes to remain in power, to give away more of your money, $4.5 billion worth.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the AlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. The Alex Jones Store.com. AJN Live on X. All right, let's get into it. Kamala Harris had an absolute train wreck of an interview yesterday. It was truly something else. The way the Daily Mail puts it, social media explodes after Kamala Harris, quote, total train wreck interview as supporters blast Fox News' Bret Baier for ambush. Hilarious. Hilarious, they're going to phrase this as. And maybe we'll go through some of the ways this is being described before we actually show you the video, just so you can compare and contrast the way it's portrayed to the reality. It's a little bit different, but it's not hard to know why. Democrats don't do unfriendly interviews. They just don't. So the way this was talked about in, I think, the New York Times, was they said, how did they put it exactly? She went for an interview. What she got was a debate with Bret Baier. And she's like, wow, you really can't handle being interviewed by people that aren't butt kissers. Seriously, like they cannot handle it. Yeah, here it is. This is from the Federalist. Fox News interview may have finally exposed Kamala Harris. The Fox News interview may have done to Kamala what the debate did to Biden. That's not how the leftists are putting it, though. Mark Cuban, of all people, the beautiful thing about the Bret Baier interview is that Kamala Harris understood and responded to each question. Isn't that a beautiful thing? And the potential most powerful person in the world, the person who's candidate for the number one most powerful person in the world. What's her qualifications? She can understand and respond to questions in English. Oh,
that's more qualified than Joe Biden.
It may be more qualified than Joe Biden. I have a vacuum that can do that. Okay. My TV remote can do that. But no, she understood and responded to each question. So full marks, I guess. A plus. That's how we're grading her. She both responded to and understood the question. So what more could you ask for? She used examples of policies. She gave real world context. When Bret went hard after her, she didn't call him names. She didn't quit the interview. She didn't make things up. She never once complained the questions were tough, which she did actually quite a bit. And you'll see that. And again, that's why I'm reading this first. First, I want to get the portrayal from the leftists as to what they saw. And then I'll show you the video and you can tell me whether these people are insane. She never played the victim card. She didn't lose her temper. She didn't take the bait or diminish or talk down to Trump supporters. She, of course, did all of these things. We'll show you right now. Right now, we'll show you. And it started off bad, and then it got worse. And I'm going to try not to. Maybe I am. Maybe I am just going to try to get. I'm going to try to dial in my Kamala Harris impression here. Because it's hard for me not to just like pause it every 5 seconds and just try to recreate the sounds, the noises that she makes. She has this way of talking. You'll see. You'll see. You'll have to see. You'll all see. Let's go to clip number 21 here. This is the very beginning of the conversation. She's asked about the deliberate opening of the border that she's engaged in for the last 3 years. Let's watch.
Tell pollsters all over the country and here in Pennsylvania that immigration is one of the key issues that they're looking at this election, and specifically the influx of illegal immigrants from more than 150 countries. How many illegal immigrants would you estimate your administration has released into the country over the last 3.5 years?
Well, I'm glad you raised the issue of immigration because I agree with you. It is a topic of discussion that people want to rightly have.
All right, let's pause right there. Let's pause right there. Nope. Wrong, lady. Wrong. It's not a topic of discussion that people want to hash out. It's an invasion. It's a problem. It's a major, gigantic act of treason on behalf of your administration, Biden's administration. It's not a topic people are eager to have a conversation about. Okay, that's football. She's framing it like it's like, oh, I'm glad you brought this up. Let's chat about that. But this is sort of they genuinely do not see this as a problem. They can't exactly say that. But I think we all recognize at this point when the Democrats are talking about immigration, they don't see it like you and I might see it. In the same way that the way you and I might talk about our house burning down would take on a different character if it was an arsonist who burnt our house down because he's a, you know, what are they called? Pyrophile, whatever. You're obsessed with fire. They love it. Pyromaniac. They're love it. They're into it. And again, we'll keep playing the clip, but this is just a very subtle dip of the toe into this reality where they're happy to talk about the problem of immigration in that they want to expedite and remove barriers to immigration. They want to continue what's been going on forever, but not have to worry about the headache of the laws preventing them from doing it. So let's just start off the bat. This is a problem. This is an issue. This is a bad policy that is causing major suffering in practically every aspect of the lives of Americans, from house prices to general economy to lawfare, just where our tax dollars are going, to the changing character of our neighborhoods, the fact that our schools aren't working as well because half the students don't even speak English and have to have, you know, special account made for them. I mean, nothing good is coming from this, which is why they're so into it and why they love it. So let's go back to the clip here. Let's be clear. She doesn't see this as a problem. She sees it as a topic of discussion to talk about. Here it is.
That people want to rightly have. And you know what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, but
right
do you,
now,
just a number. Do you think it's 1 million, 3 million?
Brett, let's just get to the point. Okay, the point is that we have a broken immigration system that needs to be repaired.
So your Homeland Security Secretary said that 85% of apprehensions.
I'm not finished. We have
it's a rough estimate of 6 million people have been released into the country. And let me just finish. I'll get to the question, I promise you.
I was beginning to answer.
And when you came into office,
you answered his own question. All right, we can just pause it again. I was beginning to answer. I would have gotten there eventually. Now, understand, part of this, and I wish we had the clip, but we had some technical difficulties here. But before the interview went live, Brett Baer went on Fox News to tell the story of how this happened. And it's important because that one's fixed. All right, let's go then to, which one was it? All right, go ahead.
Dana, you've been on the other side. You've been on the wrapper as a press secretary interviewing a president. And, you know, I'm talking like four people waving their hands like it's got to stop. So, Martha, final. Yeah, I had to dismount there at the end. There's so many things. And she maybe should do more of these.
Yeah. So basically, they had a very tight window and the Kamala Harris team kept pulling it back. Like, first it was like, okay, we'll have 25 to 30 minutes. And then when it's getting closer, they're going, yeah, so maybe 20 minutes. I'm going, okay, well, all right, we expected 30, but okay, we'll do 20. And then she's late, so they're supposed to film at 5. She doesn't arrive till 5:15. It's supposed to be live and prepared and on air at 6. So that gives about 30 minutes for the interview, 15-minute turnaround. Then it goes on air, really, you know, pushing it tight. And then they say, okay, not 30 minutes, it's going to be 25, and they're going to show up late. So Brett Baer is kind of like, he's like, I don't want to just let her filibuster or else I'd have chance for one. I'd ask one question. She would ramble for 10 minutes, never actually answer it. And then the interview would over. I can't do that. I'm trying to get to at least two questions, at least multiple questions here. So that's, you know, part of why Brett Baer is like, okay, lady, let me just go on to the next question. Here's the answer, by the way, to the last one. Because remember, the question he asked was, how many illegal aliens have been let in under your administration? She starts rambling about whatever, who cares, a broken immigration system, which again means to her that it's not the broken part to them is that they can't just hand out citizenship, you know, like a Happy Meal toy. The problem, the issue with them is that it takes too long to invade our country with foreigners. The broken immigration system. That's just crazy. It's just absolutely insane. So that's why he's kind of trying to like urge her along and like get her along. But the question he asked, how many people have come in? She rambles for a little bit. And he's like, yeah, the answer is 6 million. Now, let me ask my next question. Here's the next question.
And when you came into office, your administration immediately reversed a number of Trump border policies. Most significantly, the policy that required illegal immigrants to be detained through deportation, either in the U.S. or in Mexico. And you switched that policy. They were released from custody awaiting trial. So instead, included in those were a large number of single men, adult men, who went on to commit heinous crimes. So, looking back, do you regret the decision to terminate Remain in Mexico at the beginning of your administration?
At the beginning of our administration, within practically hours of taking the oath, the first bill that we offered Congress before We worked on infrastructure before the Inflation Reduction Act, before the Chips and Science Act, before the bipartisan Safer Communities Act. The first bill, practically within hours of taking the oath, was a bill to fix our immigration system.
Yes, ma'am. It was called the U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021.
Exactly.
It was essentially a pathway to citizenship for the...
May I finish responding, please?
But
you have to let me finish,
You
please.
Had the White House and the House and the Senate,
I'm
and they didn't bring up that bill.
I'm in the middle of responding to the point you're raising.
Okay.
And I'd like to finish.
Yes, ma'am.
We recognized from day one that to the point of this being your first question, it is a priority for us as a nation and for the American people. And our focus has been on fixing a problem. And from day one, then, we have done a number of things, including to address our asylum system and put more resources, getting more judges, what we needed to do
to tighten
up penalties and increase penalties for illegal crossings, what we needed to
like
do to deal with
$2,000 a month.
Points of entry between border entry points. That's the work we did, and we worked on supporting what was a bipartisan effort, including some of the most conservative members of the United States Congress, to actually strengthen the border.
All right. I had to let that go just so you could, we all suffer together here. What the hell was that? What the hell? I mean, that's like the standout clip. That's one everybody's posting, just being like, wow, she can't answer anything. I want to remind you, the question was, do you regret the decision to terminate Remain in Mexico policy, which was an executive order. They did, completely outside of the legislative process. It was a decision they made, which is, as Brett Baer relates, resulted in the deaths and rape and a whole host of other crimes committed by the people that were in custody and were deliberately let out by the authorities. A follow-up question would be, why did you remove that policy? I mean, what is the justification for removing that policy? I'll tell you what the justification is. Justification is that there's too many people to keep in custody. That if they actually kept everybody in custody that, you know, they're trying to deport, we'd run out of space to hold them in like a single day because of the number of people that are coming across. So they're just choosing, rather than enforce the law, to not enforce the law. It was a choice. It's a decision that they made. She rambles about all these other bills, which we could go through one by one because they're all kind of hilarious, right? You've got the Inflation Reduction Act, which was a climate change bill. You've got the infrastructure bill, which was also a climate change bill. It just has nothing to do with the question she was asked. Nothing to do. She is asked a very simple question. Here was an executive order that Joe Biden did. Here was the outcome. Do you regret doing this? And then she rambles for 5 minutes about legislative bills that were passed. Like, what is she even talking about? I don't know. But part of me is just exhausted having to go through this over and over, because they just lie relentlessly about everything. And it's not like we expect anything different. It's not like we expect her to even try to justify her decisions. It's pretty simple. They make decisions that hurt or kill or impoverish or in some way disadvantage the American people, because that's the point. And then when people get mad and, you know, want it to stop, they call them a name and then keep doing it. Like, it's almost like we're still operating under this paradigm that, like, the person that we're... I just can't help but, like, just try to think of this in, like, a skit form where you've got a guy that just... I don't even know. What my mind goes to is just, like, there's just some evil dude. There's just some little gremlin evil troll that gets access by people's houses by pretending to be like a plumber. And you're like, oh, the plumber's here. And you're like, here it is. Okay, there's the leak under the sink. And he's like, no problem. I'll be done in about 30 minutes. You leave, you come back, just like all your dishes are shattered, and the sink has been pulled out and thrown down. The pipe is spraying water, and the stove is on fire, and your dog is dead. And you're like, what the hell's going on? What happened? He's like, oh, look, the pipes, your pipes were a little loose. So, you know, and it's like, why are we treating this person like he's a real plumber actually trying to do the job that he was assigned to do? What's actually happened here is they've infiltrated our home and are destroying it from the inside out. Why are we playing this game? Why are we sitting here pretending that they're actually trying to help? Why are we questioning their policies? Like you're questioning the policy of the plumber who lit your cat on fire. It's like, there's no policy that describes this. They're just out for destruction. They're just evil, psychotic little gremlins. Like, why are we talking about it? Why are we discussing this? Nothing about anything they do is ever trying to make a problem better. They're never trying to solve issues. They're not trying to correct things. They're just psychotic little gremlins. And we have to sit here and pretend like her answer means anything? It doesn't. It just doesn't. They created an app to let as many people as possible in. They got rid of the remain in Mexico policy and the hold deportation policy and the DNA testing at the border and everything. They just got rid of everything, 90-plus executive orders in the first 24 hours or whatever it was, because they wanted to flood the country with criminals and rapists and foreigners who they all, you know, she said, we increased the punishment. The punishment these people are receiving is a free house for a year and a job they get to go to and a free lawyer to argue that they should be asylum seekers. And by the way, a credit card with tens of thousands of dollars on it to pay for everything they need for as long as they need it. That's the punishment that illegal immigrants get in this country. So, I mean, this is just a charade. It's just absurd. This is all just nonsense, utter, complete nonsense. And the worst thing about it is she can't even do it well. She can't even pull this off in a way that doesn't make it obvious what's going on here. I could answer these questions better than her, significantly better than her, and on her side, for her, I could do this. But this is what we're left with.
Toxic masculinity right there.
Toxic masculinity.
Feel like you could do it better than a woman, huh?
It's toxic intelligence. There's a phrase that makes as much sense as toxic masculinity. It's that toxic intelligence where where people explain things and figure things out. Here's you want to see how easy this is? Hear how she answers that question in a way that is not rambling about the Bipartisan Safety Act when you're asked about rapists and murderers coming across the southern border. It's pretty simple. You say that was a hasty policy implemented by Donald Trump that had a lot of other issues that don't get the same reporting from folks like you on Fox News. I know you love pulling out these tragedies, these occasional tragedies, to try to make it seem like this is all part of my administration's will to do this. But the fact is that we do not have the resources we need at the southern border to handle all of the people that we need to deport. We'd fill up in 3 days if we held on to everybody that we need to deport. So instill Congress passes the bill to get us the funding we need to stop the inflow. We can't hold all of these people for deportation. And we have to let them go. We'd bankrupt the country to do what you're saying that you do. Or you can ramble about, legislative nonsense or whatever. Or, you know, it would almost be nicer if they would just get to the point and just go, Brett, the rapists and murderers that you're talking about are the reason that we have an open border, okay? The American girls out on jogs whose mangled, defiled corpses are then found in cornfields next to a Honduran repeat offender that we let out a week before, okay? That's why we do this. That's the point, all right? We wouldn't be doing this if they weren't raping and killing and spending all of the government money. Do you think that we would have an open border if the people coming across were rocket scientists and brain surgeons If they were Norwegian classical pianist, do you really think we would let them come across? No. We let them come across because we're trying to destroy the country. Wouldn't it be refreshing if they were honest? Wouldn't it be refreshing if they would just go, look, let's stop playing a game here. Let's get to the, like she says, let's get to the point here, Brett. Let's get to the point. This is never going to end. We're never going to actually do anything to stop this. Everything we do is to increase it. And just to reference back to the video that we just watched, her solutions to every single one of them, without exception, when she's talking about all these people that are raping and murdering, every solution she mentions there, their sole purpose was to expedite the process, was to bring in more people. She said we need more judges, right? She said we need more points of entry. This is what I'm talking about. This is the madness. This is why I'm like trying to think of like the plumber example or like, you know, security where it's like, wow, lots of people are breaking in. And they're like, yeah, I think the solution is we need a bigger door. It's like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? The problem is there are millions upon millions of people storming across our border on a continual basis, and you are handing them money and cash and plane tickets and key cards to five-star hotel rooms where they can get their laundry done every day for free. You're rewarding and incentivizing all of this. So what are we doing here? What is this charade we're playing?
Not to mention the fact that they're coaching them. Right.
Coaching the people?
Yeah.
That exactly. It's abracadabra. They say abracadabra, and then we don't have to enforce the law. Say, I am seeking asylum, and that's it. Or make it easier, press the asylum button on the app, and you're in. You're good. Here's your credit card. Here's your five-star hotel. Here's your plane ticket to New York City. Have fun. Oh, and here's a kid, by the way. Oh, by the way, here's a child that doesn't know who you are. And, you know, if we never see again, there's nothing we'll do about it. 325,000 children going missing. God only knows how many people murdered and raped and killed by the illegal immigrants, not to mention the innumerable and unquantifiable downstream effects of spending billions of dollars and trillions of man hours to deal with this on purpose problem caused by design by these people. I'm going to go to more clips. I got to one clip this segment, but my God, these people are infuriating. We'll be back on the other side with more clips. Let me remind you right now to go to the Alex Jones store and get yourself a canister, a big old bucket of Optimal Human. Optimal Human is a really fantastic, they call it a complete daily nutritional supplement. My wife has asked me what to call it. She's like, is it meal replacement? It's like, well, it's not meal replacement. And it's not just, you don't just want to say it's a vitamin mineral mix. It is a full body, daily, complete nutritional supplement that gets you everything you need in terms of prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, antioxidants, adaptogens. Support your health from the inside out. It's comprehensive human health, Optimal Human, on sale right now.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Folks, we got a little short 5-minute segment here, and I've only gotten to one clip of the Brett Baer interview. We have about four more highlights to get to, lowlights to get to. We're taking a little break, a little sidetrack here for the first 5 minutes, because I got some other videos to show you. I think we'll start with clip number one here, because we got a couple clips. We're going to show you one yesterday. Brett Baer was not the only just utterly embarrassing disaster of an interview that Kamala Harris had. So we want to show you clips from that. But after her totally rigged and fraudulent interview with 60 Minutes, and then this interview with Brett Baer where she's just flailing and yelling and sneering, it's not good. And the Democrats are recognizing this. And Obama was actually caught on hot mic talking to Biden after the Kamala debate, and they are panicking. This is really an incredible journalistic find. Let's watch.
So is Kamala doing okay?
Nope. She's down, Joe. I think they found out that she's retarded, and now we're basically fucked. Trump is killing us at the polls, so yes, we're going to lose Joe.
Damn it. Wait. What if I come back to run again?
As candidate?
Yeah.
Well, let me put it this way, Joe. The only person in this world who is even more retarded than Kamala Harris is basically you. So, no joke.
Come on, man.
You're
just
not going
give
back
another
yet.
Shot.
Let's let it all play out. Okay. Let's just. We'll talk later, Joe.
Okay.
Women looking fine up in here.
There you go. That was a bad bad lip reading with some AI enhancements. It's got to be what they're thinking, though. It's got to. I mean, it was always obvious that Barack Obama was not exactly excited about Kamala Harris being the candidate, because say what you want about Barack Obama, and we do. The man knows politics. The man knows what appeals to a crowd. He knows what sells and what doesn't. He knows how to frame things. And he has known, as long as we have, that Kamala Harris is an abysmal candidate in every possible way. But this is what you get. You get what you deserve, and this is what you get for being the people you are, right? And it's unfortunate, but you are the people you are, and this is the outcome. You're gonna make DEI hires, and they're going to embarrass you. You're going to pretend to support people wholeheartedly because you think you're supposed to, and it's going to make you look like an idiot when they're exposed as incompetent as they are. So you made your bed, get screwed in it. Now let's go to clip number, we don't quite have time to go to, we'll do the Charlie Kirk thing at the end. Let's go to clip number 24 here. Here's Kamala being asked about voter ID.
Is agreeing to voter ID one of those compromises that you support?
I don't think that we should underestimate what that could mean. Because in some people's mind, that means, well, you're going to have to Xerox or photocopy your ID to send it in to prove you are who you are. Well, there are a whole lot of people, especially people who live in rural communities, who don't. There's no Kinko's. There's no Office Max near them. People have to understand that when we're talking about voter ID laws,
Be clear about who you have in mind and what would be required of them to prove who they are. Of course people have to prove who they are.
What is she talking
about? But not in a way that makes it them almost impossible for them to prove who they are.
That was a question about voter ID. By the way, Matt points out, yeah, she actually looked black in that video. That was an interview with BET, and they blacked her up for sure. Very interesting strategy there. But okay, just so you're caught up, of course people have to prove who they are, but they can't prove who they are. And I mean, rural people don't have access to advanced technology like fax machines. Are you kidding? Yeah, they don't have an answer because the reason they don't want voter ID is because they cheat in elections.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. We are watching the Dolores Umbridge interview with Brett Baer last night. He's got that school marm energy down pat. And that's the thing, in some of these clips, you'll see it's not that her answer is necessarily that bad. It is the tone, though. The tone is very bad. And you'll see what I mean. Because I don't get it. I don't get the attraction, just like I don't get how you could, you know, think Dolores Umbridge was a anti-establishment badass. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me. And you wonder, like, it makes sense for, like, you know, regular people who aren't on camera or aren't politicians, don't have to, like, think about how they sound. And sometimes you're like, but there are things where instead of just being like, well, this is a presidential race, and nobody said it was going to be easy. She's like, this is a presidential race. No one said it was going to be easy. And it's just like, oh my God, why? Just why are you choosing to talk like that? Why? 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 I don't know, but it might be because she hates me in particular. I think it might be an attack on me because of just how much I hate it. It feels personal. Let's go to clip number 20 now. She's the Dolores Umbridge candidate. Let's go to clip number 20. Here she is being asked about the fact that, according to recent polls, 79% of the American populace says we are on the wrong track as a nation. What do you think she says?
Frankly, exhausted of Brett.
More than
70%
of people tell the country is on the wrong track. They say the country is on the wrong track. If it's on the wrong track, that track follows 3.5 years of you being vice president and President Biden being president. That is what they're saying, 79% of them. Why are they saying that? If you're turning the page, you've been in office for 3.5 years.
And Donald Trump has been running for office.
But you've been the person holding the office.
Come on.
Madam
you
Vice
and I
president.
Both know what I'm talking about. You and I both know what I'm talking about.
I actually
about.
Don't. What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about
are
is that over
about,
the
lady?
Last decade, people have become, but listen, over the last decade, it is clear to me, and certainly the Republicans who are on stage with me.
Donald Trump's been running for president. Like, what was she even going to say? What was she even going to say there? We're on the wrong track. It's been you for 3.5 years. She's like, but Trump has been running. I almost wish Britt Bear had just let her see where that went, right? She didn't know. She didn't know where that was going when she started talking. And it's funny. Look, I try to watch this. I try to watch everything. Putting myself in the mindset of like, okay, what if I loved Kamala Harris? You know, what would I think of these questions? And to be fair, you could sort of say this about any president. I'm sure Donald Trump got very similar questions to this. And you could make the case that, like, you know, there's a lot more going on in the country than just who's president. And, you know, that's not our approval rating. That's where the country's headed, and that's because of the blah, blah. You could just answer this in so many better ways. And you sit there and go, well, you can always find some poll that says we're going in the wrong direction and throw that in the face of the sitting incumbent. But you should have a better response for it. She should have a better response for this. She doesn't. Either because she's unprepared or because there is no better response. It's just bad for her. It just looks very bad for her, but she can't even pivot. She doesn't know how. Her only strategy is to attack Trump as if he has anything to do with the direction of the country. But what she's doing is playing into the literal Stockholm syndrome of the Democrats. We've explained over and over again. Every day, every hour, for 4 years under Donald Trump, they were bombarded with psychological attacks on their psyche, creating anxiety, just relentless. Not because Donald Trump actually did anything. None of these so-called scandals ever amounted to anything. There was never any proof. The walls were always closing in, right? But it was on nothing, right? But they just want to be left alone. The people that hate Trump blame him for the way that the media went completely insane and started relentlessly fabricating scandals to keep everybody in this state of just like, oh, everything's insane, and oh, Trump's a criminal, and he's getting away with everything. And it's just like they just want the good feelings that the media gives them when the Democrats are in power. It has nothing to do with reality. It has nothing to do with anything real, from the economy to just crime or anything in your personal life. Donald Trump never affected these people in any way. But they were bombarded constantly. And then if they tried not to care, if they tried to like just ignore it, they were like demonized. They were like attacked. We're going, you don't understand how important this is. If you were in Germany, you would just stand by while the Nazis killed the Jews. You would do that. And people are like, okay, fine. I have to be involved. I guess I have to. I'm a bad person if I just ignore this. But it's a constant stream of insanity that I don't have time to actually investigate. So they just kept these people in a state of heightened anxiety, mass formation psychosis. And I don't know if I ever played the clips. I think it may have been when I was on break. It's Van Jones saying, When somebody brings up something about 2020 and going, you people wanted to defund the police. And Van Jones literally says, well, we all went crazy for a year. Well, you can't blame. We were all insane 2 years ago. So why are you bringing that up? That was when we were all crazy. We can't be held to account for the decisions we made then. We were crazy then. What are you talking about? It is mad. Like they actually have people in this state of just frenetic madness from their lies. And they're basically saying, we're going to do it to you again if you don't vote for Kamala. If you put Trump in, we are going to just tear everything down. And that's Trump's fault. And people actually get mad at Trump for this. So she's playing on that. She's saying it's Trump's fault for existing. If Trump didn't exist, then we wouldn't have to relentlessly attack and demonize him and tell everybody that he's bringing slavery back and wants to put Japanese people back in camps. He's making us do that. Let's go now to clip number 22, where, again, you know, it's just exhausting. It's just never ending. The projection, the lies, the idiocy, the unimaginable corruption and oppression from the American government that they just blame on Trump. They say Trump might potentially do what we are doing now, and that makes him a dangerous terrorist despot. So let's go to clip 22 here. Kamala talking about how Trump describes the enemy within.
An enemy within, an enemy within, talking about the American people, suggesting he would turn the American military on the American people.
We asked that question to the former president today. Harris Faulkner had a town hall, and this is how he responded.
I heard about that. They were saying I was like threatening. I'm not threatening anybody. They're the ones doing the threatening. They do phony investigations. I've been investigated more than Alphonse Capone. He was the greatest man. No, it's true. We've had think of it. It's called weaponization of government. It's a terrible thing.
So,
Brett, I'm sorry, and with all due respect, that clip was not what he has been saying about the enemy within that he has repeated. When he's speaking about the American people, that's not what you just showed.
Well, he was asked about that specific...
No, that's not what you just showed in all fairness and respect to you.
I'm telling you that was the question that we asked him.
You didn't show that, and here's the bottom line. He has repeated it many times, and you and I both know that. And you and I both know that he has talked about turning the American military on the American people. He has talked about going after people who are engaged in peaceful protest. He has talked about locking people up because they disagree with him. This is a democracy. And in a democracy, the president of the United States, in the United States of America, should be willing to be able to handle criticism without saying he'd lock people up for doing it.
Genuine question, what the hell is she talking about? Genuine. I mean, does the crew know? Has Trump ever said any of these things? Genuinely.
Other than mentioning bringing in the National Guard to quell all of the riots that were invoked by BLM,
that is hilarious. Newsweek with the big headline, "The Enemy Within," with a bunch of MAGA people, including Joe Biggs at the front. Exclusive: the FBI targets MAGA as the 2024 election nears.
Oh, also, if you remember, Donald Trump totally incited a ton of violence when he told all of the protesters at the MAGA march on January 6th to be peaceful.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
And you know, that was a total incitement. It was a dog whistle.
This is why this is exhausting. Like, what is she even talking about? And I guess I shouldn't be surprised. She talks about Project 2025, not Trump's. She talks about a national abortion ban. Trump just is repeatedly every day reemphasizes that he would veto that. That's not his policy. So I get that they just make things up, but like, where is this even coming? She says he suggests using the military on American citizens. Is that from 2020 when he wanted to invoke the National Guard? Because that's an appropriate use of the National Guard. That's actually why we have them. He talks about the enemy within. When has he ever talked about the enemy within, except for the fact that you people clearly are our enemies? I mean, and you know, what do we do? Do we show you the clip from Joe Biden standing in front of a blood red wall, screaming about ultra MAGA extremists and saying half this country are dangerous cult members that need to be silenced or arrested? Like, what are we talking about here?
Well, there was also that one time when Donald Trump said half the country was deplorable.
I know what you're talking. I think you're mixing that up, though. Yeah, that was that was Hillary Clinton. Actually, that's another. I think that maybe that was on the wrong track question, but a little bit later when Brett Baer's like, so why are all these people, if you think he's so bad, why is half the country supporting him, more than half at this point? Are they stupid? She's like, I would never say that. Never. They're just terrorists. He says he goes after peaceful protests and wants to lock people up for criticizing him. Just what is she talking about? Honestly, what is she talking about? It doesn't exist. It's not a thing that's ever happened. So what is she talking about? Like, it's beyond mis or disinformation. Like, usually that has to at least reflect in some way some possible reality, but she's just making things up? Like, we're not... This system is broken. Democracy is not equipped to deal with whatever is going on here. It's not about mis or disinformation. It's just about a populace that falls for this stuff is not capable of policing itself or having a say in government. Like, it's just not... I mean, maybe Trump can just take this tactic. You just get up and just go... Do you know how many times Kamala Harris has said that she will personally break the forefinger of every MAGA supporter with a hammer? Did you know that? You know, Kamala Harris gives speeches where she says, I will personally, individually, and one by one break the forefinger of every male that voted for Donald Trump. I'm going to do it with a hammer. I'm going to put their hand on a rock and I'm going to smash it with a hammer until their finger's broken. That's what she says. She keeps saying that over and over. You just make things up at this point. You just say things now. Just means nothing. Just means absolutely nothing. And of course, the ultimate irony is they are actually doing this. They are actually locking people up. They actually have thrown peaceful protesters into prison for 20 plus years. They're actually throwing people in jail for memes. They've actually done all of this. So, like, what are we even doing here? What are we even doing? Do we really have to even do this? Well, let's go back, I guess, to the clips. Here he is asking Paul Harris a very fair, very obvious, very reasonable question. And again, it's hilarious to see the mainstream media cover this. And they're just like, oh, she didn't realize she'd be debating Bret Baier. He was attacking her. But actually, she was dominating him. She totally dominated him. He wasn't ready for that, and she showed him. It's desperate flailing. Everybody knows this was an absolute train wreck, absolute disaster, total embarrassment. Anybody voting for her at this point is kind of dangerous. It's kind of dangerous if you're willing to allow this person to go up against Vladimir Putin as we enter our way towards nuclear conflict. It's just... not good. Let's go to clip 23 here when Kamala is asked, when did you know that Joe Biden is retarded?
You called Donald Trump, he's misguided. You say now
he's unstable. He is unstable, Brett.
He's not well. You say he's mentally not stable.
He's not stable.
Let me ask you this. You told many interviewers that Joe Biden was on his game, that ran around circles on his staff. When did you first notice that President Biden's mental faculties appeared diminished?
Joe Biden, I have watched from the Oval Office to the Situation Room. And he has the judgment and the experience to do exactly what he has done in making very important decisions on behalf of the American people.
I love what she said. Let's pause it. I love when she says stuff like that. There's so many examples of it's everything she says is just like Joe Biden has the experience to do the things he's done. It's just like, lady, don't say anything. If what you say means nothing, feel free to just keep your mouth shut, all right? Everything she says is a complicated and rhetorically annoying variation of it is what it is. It just means nothing. It is what it is. Great, thanks for that. Well, you know, he's done the thing he's done, so clearly he can do the things that he has done. Okay, thanks, Kamala. No, I had no idea. You've edified me.
So she still can't tell. She still can't tell. She thinks he's all the way there.
There's no answer. There's no answer that she can give. There's no answer. Like, and it's not like it was a trick question. It's just that they are liars. They're just relentless liars. And she can't say Biden is totally sharp, because if he's totally sharp, why did they oust him in a coup and replace him with her? That doesn't make any sense. You can't say that she never knew he was slipping because he's actually super great. She can't say I knew the whole time. She can't say, I learned with everybody else. There's no good answer to this. I mean, the good answer would be the truth. The good answer would be the truth. But politically, that wouldn't be a good answer. To explain that, yeah, when you looked into the camera and said, Joe is running circles around his staffers. He's as sharp as he's ever been. You can't just admit, like, no, that was a total, complete, blatant lie. You can't just say that. So yeah, they're so screwed. So let's go back to that clip and we'll finish it out here. But this is just all nonsense.
On the ballot.
I understand.
And Donald Trump.
But you talked about it.
And Donald Trump
after George Clooney said within a few minutes of talking to President Biden at a fundraiser that he thought this was not the same Joe Biden that we saw on the debate stage.
Donald Trump is on the ballot.
I understand. You met with him at least once a week for 3.5 years. You didn't have any concerns?
I think the American people have a concern about Donald Trump, which is why the people who know him best, including leaders of our national security community, have all spoken out, even people who worked for him in the Oval Office.
This was a train wreck. This was a East Palestine, Ohio-style train wreck. We were all dealing with the toxic fallout. Again, just what is there even to say? It's these people just need to go away. They just need to be defeated and imprisoned, and hopefully we can do it through the government, because this is absurd. This is just embarrassing. By the way, just thought I'd mention that Biden and Harris did just authorize military to use lethal force on Americans. So everything they say is projection or a lie or both. And it goes on and on. And we could show you more clips, but I don't know if I have the capacity to bear it. I just don't. I'm going to open up phone lines in the next segment, take your calls on this. But let's focus on the fact that Kamala Harris was outraged that Trump would dare to describe the enemy within. Now, he could have been talking about the tens of millions of foreigners that are not Americans inside of our country who hate us and despise us and are taking advantage of our openness and freedom. That's a possibility. He could be talking about the people in government that are relentlessly attempting to destroy our constitutional protections and imprison our people and impoverish everybody and redistribute our wealth to people that have just arrived yesterday. He could be talking about people like Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and Anthony Blinken and all the others that are manipulating. Or he could be talking about people like this that Charlie Kirk interviewed, clip number two.
What's your name?
None of your business, unfortunately.
Okay, hello, nice to meet you. None of your business.
Thank you, I appreciate it. But do you love America?
Yes, I do.
I hate America. Every state in the USA should be an independent country. What do you think of this?
Fuck, dude.
Well, I just first have to ask, since you hate the country, do you plan to leave?
What do you mean by that?
Do you plan to go live in another country?
No, I do not.
Well, you're an idiot.
Let me tell you something.
Your face is an idiot.
America is the only country where even those who hate it refuse to leave. That's how you know you live in a great country.
Can you prove that? Well, thank you. May I have a hat?
No. So let me ask you, none of your business. Who do you plan to vote for?
I plan to vote for Kamala Harris.
Why?
I mean, you answered my question, so I'm done here. Like, there are people waiting.
Can you tell me her greatest accomplishment?
No, yeah, I
forget
can't.
The greatest accomplishment. He already told you why. He told you why he's voting for Kamala Harris. He hates America. He's calling people the enemy within. Let's go to the people in America. I hate America. I'm your enemy. Oh, okay. It's you then.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the AlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Welcome back. I'm going to take your calls, specifically about the Kamala Harris interview. As much as there's so much other stuff going on that is worth talking about and needs to be talked about, including just a variety of massacres being carried out all over the Middle East, dangerous advancements with Russia and China. But we are, what, 20 days from the election? Something like that. And I really don't think it's beyond the pale to say that if Kamala Harris wins, this might be the last election, or certainly real election, that happens in America. Not because, you know, just so 18 days. Yeah, 18 days till November 5th. Not in terms of speculation or, you know, just like a belief that they're going to, but because of what they're saying, because of the things that they're putting in place, because of the fact that the major policy setters in the Democratic Party are telling you they're going to get rid of the First Amendment. They're going to impose massive European-style censorship on the internet. They're going to take over corporations that refuse to comply. And it's not that Trump is going to solve everything. And it's not like Trump can do this all on his own. And along with Trump, we need to be ushering in a class of supporters, Republican MAGA supporters, and the Republicans. Enough is enough. You lost. Your party is our party now. It is the MAGA party. They need to get on board, or they need to get replaced at a bare minimum. And he's not going to solve everything, but an election of Donald Trump will give us room to maneuver. Will at least delay their more egregious plans for four more years. Four more years of a grace period to try to right the ship. So it's like I've said before, it's not that this is a battle that will decide the war. It is a battle that will decide whether the war can even be fought, right? This is the landing on Normandy Beach. If you have a successful landing, the war is not over. You have an entire continent to go through. But if you fail the landing, if they repel your landing, if they kill all of your men while they're trying to land, that's it for the Allies, right? So this is, again, the weird thing about the way people talk about Trump. He's not going to save you. Trump's not the solution to all your problems, man. Who says he was? World War II tactician. Man, landing on Omaha Beach in Normandy isn't going to defeat Hitler, dude. Do you think that's what we're doing here? Do you think that by landing on the beach, we think that Hitler will just give up and resign and go home? He'll just die as soon as we get a beachhead? No. The beachhead is necessary to wage the war. And if we don't get the beachhead, it is over. But we have to get the beachhead. It has to be a base of operations. And I felt this way. This is why I got this job. Because Donald Trump's victory in 2016, his inauguration in 2017, should have been, probably would have been if not for things like Q. Q really screwed everybody up. It should have been a time to actually get going, actually get moving, actually double down and replace all of the blue blood Republicans. Force them in line. Carry out Trump's will. Go out onto the streets. Do what we know is right. Instead, God only knows how many people were convinced, just sit back and watch. The White Hats are in control. How's that going for you? How's that working out? So not only is it of the ultimate importance that we win this election. It's almost the only thing that matters at this point. But even before that happens, we have to be prepared mentally to understand that if Trump wins, that's the starting gun. That's the beachhead. that's when everybody needs to get involved. That's when everybody needs to double down. So right now, it's massively important that you be involved and double down and spread this information and talk to people about this stuff. But a victory on November 5th will be the beginning of the real conflict. So I'm going to give out your number, give out our number, take your calls about the election, about the Kamala Harris interview. Anything you noticed that we missed, give us a call. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. I think we'll go to one more clip from this interview, and then we'll move on to some other stuff. But this is clip number 10. I think we already saw part of this, but I don't think we saw the full thing. But again, it highlights the projection from the left and the fact that they know what they're doing is wrong. They know that what they are engaged in is completely incompatible with an open society, completely incompatible with democracy itself. They know what they're doing is wrong because when they pretend it's Trump doing it, they understand just how dangerous these things are. So just once and for all, we need to set aside even the speculation that any of this could be because they're stupid. They're not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly how bad what they're doing is. They don't care because it's them doing it. And look, you can make the argument that what they're doing is bad and needs to stop because if it's allowed to continue, it's going to be a tit for tat back and forth. It's going to be we imprison your people, you imprison our people. It's going to devolve into civil war and chaos. It's going to be the destruction of the fundamental, you know, building blocks of our system. Or you can make the argument that this is just the way the game is played and we just need to beat them so we can do it to them like they're doing it to us. I really don't care. I really don't at this point. I just want to win. At this point, we have to win. We need to win. The country is over if we don't, in a very real way. And honestly, I think that's only fair. And this is supposed to be the way that this works, is like, and Republicans are always talking about precedent. Oh, you can't set that precedent. If the leftists get away with this, it'll set a precedent, and then they won't like it when it comes back to them, and then they never do it back. They never actually do it. When, like, look, if this is the way it's played, if this is the way the things are, that, like, if they do something, that means it's okay to do now, then we just need to do that thing. Do you understand? Is that clear? I don't know if that made any sense. They have systematically and with millions upon millions of dollars had the DOJ round up and imprison thousands of peaceful protesters from January 6th. So you know what? Those are just the rules now. Those are just the rules, okay? So when Trump wins, he needs to put an FBI director in that will make no bones about it. Take everything that the FBI says about white Christian conservatives, everything they're doing to shut down the political action of pro-lifers, activists of any sort. And in addition to rounding up and deporting every single person that has crossed the border over the last couple of years, we need to round up Antifa. We need to strip the funding from colleges that push woke ideologies, DEI and CRT. And I know people are coming around to this. And we can eventually, you know, once we set things right, shrink the size of the government, but there's just more important issues at stake here. There are priorities we have to take care of before I really want to talk about the debt or the size of the government or anything like that. We can shrink it down, but I'd almost rather just have our people in place. Maybe that's just me. Let's go to one more clip, then we'll go out to your calls. Clip number 10 here, talking about, again, Trump. She's just making things up about Trump saying he's going to imprison people for disagreeing with him. It's just utterly baseless nonsense, and she's just saying it, so let's hear it.
As bad as you say that half of this country is now supporting this person who could be the 47th president of the United States. Why is that happening?
This is an election for president of the United States. It's not supposed to be easy.
That's what I mean. Let's pause it right there. Can she not just talk normal? This is an election for president of the United States. It's not supposed to be easy. This is an election for president of the United States. It's not supposed to be easy. It's like, her tone, my God. If we have to listen to this for 4 years. That'll be it. She can do nothing else. If we have to listen to her for 4 years, the country is over. Let's go back. So, the question she's asked is, if Trump's so bad, why is half the country supporting him? Her answer is, this is a presidential election. Oh, thanks, Kamala. We didn't know. No, we had no idea. I'm telling you. You could just remove 75% of what Kamala Harris says, and the answer doesn't change. She is, everything she says is the intellectual equivalent of just like, I'm sitting in a chair, okay? It's like, yeah, all right. What? Why are you saying these things? Why are you talking if you have nothing to say? Joe Biden has proven he can do the things he's done. We are in a presidential race. This is America. This is the United States of America. It's like, what are we doing here? Okay. Let's go back to the talking bear. Go ahead.
Why is that happening?
This is an election for president of the United States. It's not supposed to be easy.
I know, but
it's not supposed to be. It is not supposed to be a cakewalk for anyone.
So are they misguided, the 50%? Are they stupid? What is it?
I would never say that about the American people. And in fact, if you listen to Donald Trump, if you watch any of his rallies, he's the one who tends to demean and belittle and diminish the American people. He's the one who talks about an enemy within, an enemy within, talking about the American people. Suggesting he would turn the American military on the American people.
We asked that question to the former president.
What is she even talking about? We can take it down because we've seen the rest of it. What is she talking? What are they talking about? What are we doing here? Let's go out to your calls now. Jefferson in Virginia. You are on the air, Jefferson.
Hey, good morning, Harrison. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, we're looking at the deterioration of the republic, but I was telling your call screener, we really need to expunge her from our politics entirely. Kamala Harris is a disaster. If she gets to be the squatting president for a temporary amount of time when Joe Biden steps down, she's going to be stuck with us, and we're going to be stuck with her for the next 15 years, listening to her inanities in triplicate, discussing our political situation forever. She'll have Secret Service protection. She'll be a former president. Even though she's been thrown out of office, she's going to be like Stacey Abrams and Barack Obama in combination. If they had a child, it would be her talking about our politics in the future and how we're messing things up for everybody else. And I just can't contemplate having to live through a world with her in it, being a former president. We got to find some way to make all of this last 4 years go away. But it never actually happened. And, we can't put people in jail and prison to get out of this situation. We really need a truth and reconciliation format where we can let these people confess to what they were trying to do and still live amongst us and not send them all to prison. But they'd be social pariahs for having done what they did for the last 4 or 5 years, trying to turn us into a communist country. That's my take on things.
I want to send them to prison, Jefferson.
Lie during the truth of reconciliation, then they do go to prison, but that's on them. You give them the option of telling the truth and confessing to what they did. And we learn from their confession just how elaborate this whole scheme was to take down the American system and hijack it. And in the confession, it's almost worse for them because then they have to live amongst us. They don't know who's going to be a vigilante against them. So they have to stay in their homes. It'd be like living under house arrest. We haven't put them in prison, but they got to pay their own bills. It's a better situation. And it happens faster. Truth and reconciliation gets us over the hump and back to acting normally again because we learn from their plot to take down and hijack America. So we won't let ourselves happen again.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you look at that person I was talking to, Charlie Kirk, the greasy being in the mask, just going, I hate the United States. Of course I'm a Kamala voter. I'm a Kamala voter. I hate the country. And it's like, what do you do with those people? You know, what do you do with the fact that these people are not only out there, but like so confident that they're willing to go out and say this? Like, it's gonna take some fairly extreme measures, but it wouldn't be hard to, you know, set these things right. It's just a matter of just doing the work, just putting in the work. You know, talk about deportations or just you know, the criminal activity stuff. We need another like crime bill, you know, that helped to staunch the bleeding in the 90s. You know, these people that go around, I have all these stories, the incompetent to stand trial stories. You know, you've got people that are walking around with 30 felonies, you know, 80 felonies. Like, it's just crazy. So like, we just need we need less tolerance. I think we need less tolerance for these people and their ideas, and they can have them. They can express them. It's just, they should be shut out from any ability to get any government grants. We have to end all of the government funding of all of the programs of all of the asylum seekers and all of the academies, all of the universities that are teaching this crap. Just needs to shut it off. Because again, the sad thing about this is when you understand, when it's revealed, just how NPC like the population is, it's kind of depressing. When like people that never would have, if not for the indoctrination. Nobody thinks that women are men. Nobody thinks that transgender children are cool and brave. Nobody would think that. But they do, because that's what they hear, because it's just the same thing repeated over and over, and they just absorb it without thinking and repeat it because it's a signal that they're in the in-group. And that's depressing, because you want to think that people can independently evaluate reality and are honest enough to reflect that. So it's depressing that they can't. But the other thing is that if they were just getting a different message, they would believe that just as vociferously. If instead of being continually bombarded, and this is the thing with leftists, they need censorship, they need propaganda, because nothing they believe is natural or obvious or good, right? Nobody in a state of nature, you couldn't go to some uncontacted tribe. Matt Walsh literally did this, going to Africa and talking about transgenderism with the tribal people there. Like, none of it is just, it just comes about naturally. It has to be enforced. It has to be constantly propagated, has to constantly be reinforced. It has to come from every direction. Even then, most people don't buy it, but some people do, and they absorb it and they repeat it. And then it's, you know, it gathers momentum, and soon everybody is saying that transgender people are good. Like, I had a headline today. I don't even know where it is, but it was like 59% of people think that transgender children are not real and under 18 shouldn't be able to medically transition. And it's like, well, that's a majority, which I guess is better than nothing. But you're telling me 41% of the American population thinks that you should chemically castrate children because they fell for propaganda that Sesame Street taught them? Like, national poll shows 59% of voters support federal ban on transgenital surgeries on children. So, flip side, 41% of American people think it's fine to perform genital mutilation on children. That's crazy. That's insane. And yet that's all they've been able to achieve. Like, it's good and bad. It's a double-edged sword.
It's bad that 41% of people have been indoctrinated into this psychotic suicide cult. But also when you have 100% of the media, 100% of politicians, 100% of the schools and the education all pushing this message and only 41% of people buying it, it shows how wrong they are and it shows how ineffective their methods are. And the point of all this is just to say that if instead the school was teaching you about self-sufficiency and the media was propagating positive ideas about self-reliance and independence and liberty and the importance of the founding fathers and the foundational morals that built this great country, if that's what was being pumped out instead, 100% of people would believe it because it's true and they're just not hearing it. And then it would be fine. Everything would be fine. So again, I'm telling you, it's just we can't get cold feet here. It just has to happen. And like the deportations, especially, I see people all the time post things that are like, nobody's going to get deported because as soon as the deportations start, there's going to be some news story about some woman or some child that was mistreated during the deportations. It's going to be a big thing and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. What these people say doesn't matter. It just needs to get done. It just needs to be executive orders. The soldiers will do it. Just give the orders. Just go pick them up. Take them home. It's all peaceful. They'll be fine. They get to keep all their stuff. They aren't going to be hurt. Just take them away. And if they fight back, then that's their fault. Then they're just like a criminal. If you're shooting at a cop, you shoot the guy. I mean, whatever. This is how it works. So how it needs to start, it just needs to be a giant push at first. It needs to be a huge, giant, massive, we're going to deport 10,000 people a week for the next 5 weeks. Everybody's going to go crazy. All of the media is going to report all of these sob stories about some poor dishwasher that got ripped out of her home and sent back, and everybody's going to be sad. And you just do that for a month, and you just keep your foot on the gas, and you just deport as many people as possible. The outrage is going to come. So you say, oh, okay, all right, well, we may have gone a bit far, and then you pull it back a little bit, but you just keep it going. But the outrage will die down. You just do what the Democrats do. This is what the Democrats do, right? They just do something insane and crazy. And it pisses everybody off, and then everybody gets mad and outraged and wants something done about it. It continues ad nauseum. They maybe admit that it might not have been perfect, but whatever. And then it just keeps going, and it slows down a little bit, but it continues on ad nauseum. And then it just goes on forever. Just what has happened to the southern border just needs to happen in reverse, okay? It's really not that hard. We have another caravan, another headline today. Yet another caravan makes its way towards the southern border. Okay, well, we'll just do that, but in reverse. We'll just have caravans. If they walked here, they can walk home. All right? Maybe we don't even buy them plane tickets. We just put arrows on the ground and have people every 100 feet with a gun. Just go that way. Keep going. Keep going south. Move on. Go on then. We can't get cold feet. We can't. We just can't have sympathy for these people. Literally hate the country. Actively trying to destroy it. They're telling you they're destroying statues of Abraham Lincoln. There's no debating with these people. There's no finding common ground with these people. If somebody was staying in your house that was like, I hate your family, would you try to negotiate with them? Well, I understand what you're saying, and we are terrible, so what can we do to make you more comfortable? No, they just hate you, and they're always going to hate you, and the more you give them, the more they take. The more you offer them, the more they want. So it's over. It's time. It's time to stop. It's time to just put our foot down and get our country back.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour is on. This is the American Journal. Out to your phone calls. Michael in California wants to talk about election meddling from the MSM. But maybe we need a new term because the MSM now, of course, includes social media and the internet, including things like Meta and Google. Senior Meta engineer reveals anti-Kamala posts are automatically demoted amidst two shadow banning tactics to help Democrats win elections. This was an undercover video by the O'Keefe Media Group of a Meta engineer admitting anti-Kamala posts on Facebook and Instagram are automatically demoted. A very severe and, frankly, obvious interference with the election process. Michael, what's your take on this? Michael?
My take?
Hey, go ahead.
I was actually calling the Republic of Canada, but...
You know what? I'm kind of having trouble hearing you. Maybe we'll get a better connection down the line, Michael. We'll see if we can get that fixed. Let's go now to Jen in Georgia. Go ahead, Jen. You are on the air.
Hey, Harrison.
Howdy.
So I was telling your call screen earlier about how I've actually received two text messages from the Harris campaign offering me money to be an ambassador for her. And it's funny, just the level of desperation. But I'll read them to you, actually. So the first one I received was on October 2nd, and it reads, "Hey, we're looking for voting ambassadors to talk about Kamala Harris and Tim Walz with her friends with a $200 stipend. It's completely remote. You want to join?" And then there's a link to click on, I guess, so you can go ahead and do it, receive your money, whatever. And then I received a second one on October 11th, and it says, "Hey, as young voters, this is our chance to vote for Kamala Harris, who will lower the rent and housing costs. If you've ever felt like you've, buying a house was impossible and the effect of rent has increased, join us as an ambassador and earn up to $400 to talk to your friends about Kamala Harris."
Earn $400 to talk to your friends about Kamala Harris. How did you end up on this list? How did you get contacted?
I wondered that too. I don't know how they got my personal number. And it's weird because these text messages both came to me from the same exact number, like the first time and then the second time it's from the same number. I honestly don't know. I wonder if they scan people on like Facebook. I mean, I'm always posting like clippets of your guys' videos and like clippets of Kamala being just an idiot, you know? Like I'm always posting stuff like that on Facebook, and I wonder to myself if maybe they have some sort of, I don't know, technology where they can like track that with my phone number. I don't put my phone number out on the public like that. Like
right,
not on a,
of course.
Not
the,
on Facebook the, or anything.
The crew is showing a headline now. UA students worried about how Kamala Harris campaign obtained their data for political text messages. I get probably 5 political text messages a day. Funny thing is both the campaigns are clearly using like the same service because they're exactly the same like wording, but just Kamala or Trump is like switched. I would take advantage of it, Jen. If I were you, get your $600, get your $200, your $400. I mean, this is, it sounds like it might just be a scam, but how would they know that you're talking to your neighbors? Like, what does this even mean? They're going to give you $400 on the assumption that you're talking to people? Like, what? Have you followed up on this at all? Like, did you click the link or what happened with it?
No, I'm kind of afraid to because, like you said, like, I always think scams.
Yeah.
But, I have no idea what that's all about. But I'm like, it makes sense because we do know that she's paying people, like, influencers and, like, rally goers to come to her rallies and stuff. Like, we know that she's doing this stuff. It makes me wonder how she's even reaching out to these people in the first place. Are people actually receiving these text messages, too, and just clicking on the link and going with the flow? I have no idea. I haven't received one single text message about a Trump campaign, like, anything.
Well, you should,
I've received a bunch of Harris.
You should DM me or tag me on Twitter and post the link, and then we'll share it to all of our supporters, and then all the Trump supporters can make $400 from the Kamala Harris campaign to talk to their neighbors about Kamala Harris. Let's drain them dry.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
They put Bannon in prison. They put Navarro in prison. They're trying to bankrupt Gateway Pundit. They indicted the CFO of Epoch Times. They're investigating Elon Musk. They're trying to put Donald Trump in prison. They're trying to disbar his lawyer, Jeff Clark. They disbarred John Eastman and debanked him. They arrested the doctor that blew the whistle that a Texas hospital was illegally performing gender reassignment surgeries on minors. They indicted and disbarred Rudy Giuliani. They spied on Catholic churches. They put concerned parents who went to school board meetings on the FBI watch list. They imprisoned 1,500 protesters, most first-time nonviolent offenders who were peacefully protesting. But Donald Trump's the one who's going to weaponize the government? Oh, and by the way, they're shutting down InfoWars and trying to take Alex Jones's personal name and Twitter account from him to erase him from the internet once and for all through false copyright claims. Do you understand how serious this is? Do you understand what is being put in place right now? And that we'll look back on these days of mere censorship and imprisoning peaceful protesters as some sort of golden age. When it gets to where they're taking it, when we travel far enough down this road, the things that are happening right now are just going to look like, well, they're going to look like previews of what's to come. We're going to look back at a time right now and say, man, we probably could have stopped this in 2024. If we'd taken this seriously enough, we could have prevented this. If only we'd known back when we still had a chance, back when we still had a voice, back when InfoWars was still on the air, we could have solved this. We could have saved ourselves from the relentless, endless, permanent misery they're trying to plunge us into. So now is the time. Now is the time. Now or never. Resist or die. That is where we are at this point. And it's all coming down to this election in 18 days. And of course, it's not a coincidence that it will be merely a week after that, that InfoWars will be up on the auction block. But last night, Alex Jones did the first of what will be many broadcasts from a undisclosed satellite location. The InfoWars message will continue. Alex Jones will continue. But we need your support to do it. And it's almost like you can't imagine it going any other way. I can't imagine it being any other way. Because you can't imagine anybody but Alex Jones going through this and being successful. I mean, who else could have survived $70 million of the DOJ poured into lawyers and investigators, tearing through every piece of documentation you've ever created, every transaction on any credit card, to just go through your entire business profile with a fine-tooth comb. Who could have survived that? Who would have fought it? Who refused to give up like Alex Jones? Like, nobody else would have. But then you think, he could have given up at any point. He could have tempered his message when he was first threatened with being fired from a radio station for talking about certain things, including 9/11. But he chose not to. He could have surrendered when we were kicked off the internet and said, this whole operation's too much trouble. I'm just going to go off and do something on my own, or I'll just retire. Or I'll just, he could have joined Fox News when they offered him a prime position that they eventually gave to Glenn Beck. At any point, he could have taken the easy way out. But in a weird way, it's like it had to be this way. It had to be this way. He never would have gotten in the position that he's in if he wasn't the person who he is. So it's almost like, I don't know, there's just something metaphysical going on here. And you see the way that Alex Jones has very clearly, I leveled up is the only way I can put it, physically, mentally. If you watch the show, like, it's like shocking. If you last watched Alex Jones a couple months ago and tuned in now, it's like, who's this guy? Who's this guy? And it's like, you can listen to people who claim Alex Jones isn't the real deal, but like, you can't fake a physical transformation, right? You can't fake what you see day in and day out on the Alex Jones show. And so it's almost metaphysical that, of course, it had to be the guy who changed the consciousness of America that they would go after. And he has to resist. There's no other way for this to go. He had to become the center of the conflict that he used to just report about. It's just been a wild couple of years. And at this point, I'm genuinely excited for what comes next. For a long time, being on this roller coaster, the back and forth, the whiplash, we're about to be shut down. No, we got a reprieve. Well, the reprieve just ended. Actually, we're being auctioned off. And it's just like back and forth, and it's just miserable and annoying and seemingly permanent. But then as of that broadcast last night, which you can watch at AJN Live on X, I don't know, something hit me, and it was just like, oh, it's about to get awesome. When he says, I am now unleashed, he says, you know, I want to leave things to other people, and he says, I finally realized I can't. It's me. It has to be me. I have to do it. And now I am legitimately excited for what comes next. I don't know what form it takes, but they are like applying pressure to a person who is transforming under that pressure. they're like forging a sword, and they keep you know, hammering the sword, and it's like you're hammering the blade that will kill you. You get that, right? Metaphorically, you understand, the more pressure you put, the harder you hammer, the more tempered the steel becomes. They don't understand the monster they are creating, and I'm very excited for it, and I hope that you contribute to this. I hope that you're a part of this. I hope that you come along with us and wherever we go next. I hope you support us at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm drinking my Optimal Human, and it's delicious and amazing, and you should try it yourself. Optimal Human is this incredible, complete daily nutritional supplement, but you just drop it in a smoothie or a drink of any sort. It's similar to you know, other name brand ones. There's one called like AG1 or something that I know is really popular. This one is the best. This one is the best. It is superior to all of the others. I've tried some of the others. Nothing has hit me like Optimal Human. It combines the power of prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, antioxidants, and adaptogens to support your health from the inside out. Our comprehensive formula ensures you get the nutrition you need for optimal wellness. Optimal Human supports gut health, immune function, cognitive performance, while maintaining vitality and reducing inflammation. You can optimize your health now with 40% off out of the gates with this amazing introductory offer at thealexjonesstore.com. You can feel confident with a 30-day money-back guarantee. I'm not sure if there's different ways to order this. I know one of the ways you can order it comes with like a water bottle or a bottle to mix it up in. It comes with everything you need for Optimal Human. It really is great. And if you know anybody in your life who likes this sort of stuff, give them Optimal Human and ask them how it compares to everything else. They'll tell you it's the top of the charts. I know this because our my sister's nanny is always just whatever the new health thing is, she's always trying it. She tries the AG, whatever. She tries the vitamin gummy. She tries everything. And I gave her some Optimal Human. And, that's what she'll be drinking from now on because it's the best. It really is the best. It's superior to all the others. Go get it today. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Go get one of the shirts. Go get one of the American Journal shirts, the War Room shirts, one of the hundreds of designs we have. But while you're there, pick up some Optimal Human. I personally endorse it. And I don't have to endorse it. I really don't. I could just tell you to buy it to support us. But that's really just a side effect. Buy it because it's a great product and it will improve your life and you'll feel the effects immediately and continuously. With that, we go back out to your calls. We have Tony in Texas who's called in about Owen's debate with old Destiny. Go ahead. You're on the air, Tony.
Yes, I want to make a comment about that. You know, that was like Superman debating Kermit the Frog on how far they could jump. I mean, Owen needs to be ashamed of his damn self for even debating a special needs person. And another thing, the boy looked like a love child of Che Guevara and Chelsea Clinton. And another thing, he looked like he slept in those clothes. Woke up, rode off his futon bed, took two hits of his bong, bathed in the bong water, and then showed up for the debate with Owen.
What's wrong with his jaw, Tony? Did you see the way his jaw? Why does his jaw move sideways?
I think it's the drugs, man.
That was like the number one comment I saw on the live stream. It was just like, this dude did too much meth. Not the right amount of meth.
He's way overdoing it on the meth, you know, and my favorite part of that debate is when Owen mentioned something about his Finding Little Nemo necklace. I'm an old man, and I was sitting in my recliner. I was laughing so damn hard I fell out of my recliner. I think I broke my hip. That was funny.
It was very funny. I mean, you know, it's the type of debate you can tell who won by watching it with the sound off. You watch with the sound on and know that Owen Schroyer won. Just look at the visuals we're seeing out of your television viewer. You got one side just like frenetic, jumping up and down, can't stay still, twitching, wriggling. Owen Schroyer just standing stoically, telling the truth, speaking like a politician. It could not be more obvious. Which side is the good side? You're watching Aragorn versus Wormtongue. People are cheering for Wormtongue. It's a sickening world we live in. Thank you for the call, Tony. Let's go to Anthony. Another Tony. Anthony in Southern California. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Harrison. How are you?
Good.
I am in Southern California. Give you a little heads up. A first-generation American, came from a communist country, born here in America, went into the Marine Corps. I awoke during the 29 Palms questionnaire. I was up in school at the time, in an electronic school up there, and when they handed those out to us, that's kind of when I woke up. I was awoke to the facts of how corrupt things are, and then 9/11 happened, and I found Alex around the time of Waco. Mm-hmm. I love the Republic. I love everything. I was in crypto before crypto was actually crypto. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. You're an old school guy. I mean, if you found Alex around Waco, that's like as far back as you can go, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. I'm 55. Alex is a little bit younger than me,
But I'm right now dying of cancer, and I'm at my last legs. And seeing the way the republic has been torn down is a terrible thing. I mean, obviously, we need to come together, okay? Earlier, you spoke a little bit about the QAnon being a psychop. I kind of agree, but if you look at all the data that the QAnon gave out, that stuff is special. There is stuff in there that you wouldn't see, you know, pictures of watches, times, things. There was someone in there trying to get the information out. Whether you believe in it wholeheartedly or not, it should have brought us all together. Looking at the 2016 inauguration, there's more of us than them. They want to keep us divided. We need to come together and take back this country and bring the republic back, is what I'm saying. And if we don't do it, I'd like to do it before I die.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think QAnon's transformed. I think it started more legit than it became. The information it gave was real. Like, a lot of it was real. But mixed in there was a lot of just confusion and disinformation. And at the end of the day, the message of, you know, sit back and relax, like, trust the plan, right? Trust the plan. That was such a poisonous message for Trump supporters to hear. And continues to be a poisonous message for Trump supporters to hear. So it's not that everything Q said is BS. That's not how psyops work, right? For a psyop to work, it has to be some measure of truth. But the thing that you really care about is embedded in there and distracts people through it. What is something that Q said or exposed or posted that made you think it's real, or that was something that you hadn't heard somewhere else?
Well, you know, the thing that one of the very first posts was talking about Hillary being in chains and being going away. That was on my wedding anniversary. I believe that was like October 28th. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that kind of, to me, was God's way of saying, you know, look at this. This is like one of the very, very first posts that came out. And it's like so close to my wedding anniversary, and it kind of just rung bells, you know. And, you know, I'd love to see her pay for her crimes. I want to see justice, you know, because you and I can't get away with nothing, you know. So that's why we follow the law. But it needs to be the law of the republic. We need to bring the republic back together. We need to stand up together, and we need to get those J6ers out, because those poor people have been in jail for how long?
Too long. Yeah. And just barely barely a drop in the bucket compared to how long they have to stay, 18, 19, 20 years in prison for unspoken conspiracy, for events that happened a mile away from where they even were at the time. That absolutely needs to be a priority. I guess it's a double-edged sword, because obviously QAnon woke a lot of people up, but like, to what end? You know, did they wake up in a real way that was, you know, powerful and inspired them to build something, or was it just, you know, to solve riddles on the internet? I don't know. I think InfoWars and the message that Alex Jones has pushed. I mean, this is the division, right? It's trust the plan versus you are the resistance. All right, I'm on the you are the resistance side, and that's what the establishment fears. There's a reason they're going after Alex Jones for a variety of reasons, but I think primarily what's behind it is the fact that Alex Jones would go out on the street, would hold protest, would use his bullhorn, Owen Schroyer leading protests, leading the Stop the Steal marches. You can talk about stuff all you want if that's all you do. If all you do is spend your time solving riddles in a internet forum, you're not posing a threat to the system, no matter what you're revealing, no matter who you're talking to. When you put that knowledge into action, when you go out and tell your neighbors about what's going on in a way that doesn't make you seem crazy, because that's the other thing about QAnon is, like, they might tell you about Jeffrey Epstein and pedophile rings, but then when they're saying that, you know, then they take it too far, and then suddenly, you know, people that might even be open to that message are going, that whole thing sounds crazy. Everything you just said sounds crazy because you took it too far. Now you're talking about, actually, Hillary Clinton is in prison, she's in Guantanamo Bay, and they're like, but there she is on TV, and it's like, okay, now the whole thing is disqualified most reasonable, decent people will not even give the time to look into it. So
You have to be careful how revelation happens. And again, it's not just because I work at InfoWars. I've known it for years before I ever worked at InfoWars. InfoWars is the right paradigm. It is the right way to approach the challenges of globalism and the destruction of the United States. It's people being active. It's people being Christian, people being thoughtful about how they do this, not going down the you know, path that they want you to go down towards, you know, QAnon listlessness or towards like Nazi white supremacist race hate. Like, you just avoid all of the obvious pitfalls and traps that they set for you. You just continue on dead ahead, full steam towards liberty, freedom, founding fathers, First Amendment, Second Amendment, Christianity. If you just focus on that and you put it in action, you embody it in your life and you speak out confidently, that is the solution. You are the resistance. And it's just a thrill to be a part of it. Thank you for the call, Anthony. Let's go to John in Kansas now. John in Kansas, you're on the air about our fellow liberal citizens. Go ahead.
Yes. The MSM has always been the USSM. Hmm. Or the SSM, the smokescreen media, or the untrue smokescreen media. And the liberals are always accusing the conservatives of things they're doing or have done. And they know a lot about things that don't exist.
Yeah, like, what do we do about this, John? I mean, Because every time you turn on the TV, they're saying right wingers are in a cult. They are disconnected with reality, and then they're sitting there telling you that, you know, the economy is amazing and the migrant crisis is Trump's fault. And it's like, what do we do here, John? I mean, what do you do when the lies are so blatant, so baseless, so crazy, and then they're talking about, you know, getting rid of you for misinformation on the internet? I mean, what? How do we do? What do we do here, John?
We dox the prisons of the J6 prisoners.
What about them?
And we protest on the prisons that have the J6ers in them.
Mm, oh, protest there. Okay. Yeah, and we got to protest. We got to express our First Amendment. We can't, you know, just let this go quietly. But it's like every, you know, there will be. Between now and January, there will be another January 6th. There'll be another event. I don't know what it'll be. I don't know if it'll be in the Capitol. I don't know if it'll be in Washington, D.C. I don't know if it'll be a nationwide thing. But there'll be another one. They'll do another round of roundups. They'll do another shock and awe campaign where they're arresting prominent right-wing conservative influencers because they're right-wing conservative influencers. So what do we do? What do we do this time? I mean, it's almost like you can't go back in time, right? We can't travel back and go, man, at that point we had an opportunity and we didn't take it. We can't do that. So what do we do instead? We try to imagine, right? You try to imagine 4 years from now, if things, you know, go terribly. If 4 years now we could look back, what would we be doing now? Do you see what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know. I can't even say it. It's just imagine if we hadn't spent the last 4 years being continuously invaded by a relentless stream of millions upon millions of migrants. Just imagine if January 6th had been the thing that they said it was. Like, what if you go back to January 6th, 2021, what would you do differently, right? Would you not protest? I don't know. I can't even say it. I can't say it. What I'll say is that may have been it. That may have been the last option. That may have been the last opportunity we had. Unless we choose to not take it anymore. Unless we make a choice. right back. I'll try to figure out how to say this.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Calling call lines to remain full. We go up to some of our next callers. Let's go now to Josh in Georgia on line 8. Because I think you're right here, Josh, by what you told our call screener. Hold on one second, Josh. I don't know why we're not going to you. Let's go to line 8, guys. Josh in Georgia, thanks for calling in. You're on the air. What do you think happens if Trump wins?
Good morning, sir. Congratulations and welcome back.
Thank you.
And Semper Fi to my brother Anthony. I'm a fellow radio tech in Marine Corps. So kind of a little bit of a scenario. Alex is always wanting a 30,000-foot view.
Yeah.
All right. First, who certifies the election? The vice president. I don't think they're going to certify the election. That's step one. Now, actually, before that, they've got a massive cheating machine. Why do you think, okay, they can't cheat Kamala in, so why not make it blatant and obvious a cheat for Trump? And then they'll, and rail against that.
Mm.
Okay, whether or not that happens, first they don't certify. Then there's going to be a massive protest to make January 6th look just like a camping trip. Then they invoke the Insurrection Act. And then they start round, not just people who were there, but every patriot, every veteran, everybody who could possibly resist. Then we're all locked up, and then maybe the Chinese invasion has a go-ahead to come on in and go. That's the short version.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you, and it seems obvious to me, and this is why we are so intent on trying to get this done the right way, because you know that if America ever fell into civil war, the first thing the Democrats would do would go, we can't handle this. We need the UN. We need Chinese troops. We need Mexican troops. We need foreign troops on our soil. And of course, they have networks of these operatives already in the country, staying behind the scenes, tens of thousands of highly trained Chinese operatives just awaiting orders here in the United States. So it would pop off in a really real way. So it's like, okay, we can't do that. We can't go that direction. So we it's basically do or die. We have to solve this politically because it's really the only option. Because I totally agree with you in the way that you lay this out. And they have a bunch of different options. They have a bunch of different cards to play. The cheating for Trump is one I had not heard before, but I wouldn't put it past them. You would think that wouldn't be a possibility since they have gone on and on about, you're not supposed to question the election, but obviously that wouldn't stop them for a single second. If there's even a slightest hint that Trump had cheated in some way, they would all be out calling the whole thing illegitimate. I mean, they did it before when there was no question as to the results of the election. So, of course, they would do it again. So what should people do, Josh, for all the people listening right now? What would be your advice personally for them to be prepared for this?
Two different one for the veterans and who's currently in the military. Do not forget your sacred oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, number one. Number two, for America, repent, fast, pray. Remember who is in charge ultimately is God. And the only way through this is going to, we're in the end times. And the only way through this is through God. I don't see any other possible, legal and protest and no. Repent, fast, pray. Pray for repentance of our country. I can't remember what verse it was, but God will save the country who his people repent. We don't need these the Satanists to repent. He just needs his people to repent and not go, just along with it and say, somebody else's fight. I'm safe and comfortable. And look what's on Netflix now. Everybody's got to get in this fight. Put on your armor of God and get in the fight spiritually, because that's who we're up against. It's not the people. It's the powers and principalities.
Yeah. No, I agree, but it is going to get dangerous. Two things about this. One, as you reminded me of a story that I'm glad you reminded me of because I need to cover it from today from the AP, an incredibly disturbing story I'll get to in just a second. But I wonder if they haven't screwed up a little bit, because USA Today has this story from 2 days ago. Congress made overturning elections harder, but there are still loopholes in the law, which is funny because it sounds like they're they're saying, don't worry. Because basically what happened is after January 6th, they basically wanted to rewrite the law to where the certification process was just a, it's just a form. It, you know, it's just something that you do. You come and you certify. But there's no objecting, no changing the outcome. Thinking that they would be, you know, able to cheat and then stop anybody from, you know, stopping them from cheating. But what if Trump wins? If Trump wins, then they have just set it up to where they have to go along with it, and they can't reverse it. So Congress passed the Electoral Count Reform Act in the wake of former President Trump's post-2020 election effort to reverse his loss. Leaders in both parties said it would help safeguard future elections. There are still holes that could be exploited, however, especially at the local level. Some of the holes are already being tested by local officials, such as refusing to certify elections at the county level, according to Matthew Siegelman, a fellow at Stanford's Constitutional Law Center. Due to the changes in the Electoral Count Reform Act, the effort has shifted to try to get county board of elections and then potentially state level board of elections to have some kind of authority to refuse to certify the election results. So again, they changed the law. They did this Electoral Count Reform Act to try to make it more difficult by clarifying that the vice president's vote counting role is ceremonial and by raising the number of votes in Congress needed to object to election results. So again, they changed that in an attempt to make it easier for them to cheat, but it may screw them over at the end of the day because it's not the vice president that certifies the election anymore. She's just a ceremonial role and she just has to do it. So if Trump wins on election night, if he wins the count, like that's it. There's nothing they can do to try to reverse it because of their own short-sightedness. But here's the more important and disturbing, frankly, terrifying article. Like, I can't believe they would write this. The Associated Press: an AP investigation finds nearly 100 people were killed or injured since 2017 in plots that include U.S. military or veterans, most of them in service of a far-right agenda. Now, that's a lie, but flat out, first and foremost. It's also just pure fear-mongering. They're basically saying that U.S. military veterans have killed 100 people as part of far-right terrorism since 2017. Total nonsense, bullcrap, just lies, just a blatant lie. But obviously what they're doing is setting up the groundwork, setting up the psychological framework to go after American citizens, especially veterans, in the very near future. Now, combine this with the fact that they just changed the instructions from the DOD to apparently allow the U.S. military to cooperate with civilian police in any point that there is a possibility of lethal interaction. So they're giving the green light for the U.S. military to kill U.S. American citizens in cooperation with the civilian police force. And now they come out with this article. And the headline from AP News, that was the tweet I just read you. The headline is, "His country trained him to fight, then he turned against it. More like him are doing the same." Okay, so we've told you forever that the powers that be are terrified of the veterans. We've known this forever, and it's one of the reasons why they, you know, put them all on horrible meds. One of the reasons why they aren't particularly concerned about the failures of the VA system. Because what they want is they want you to go out and fight and possibly die for, you know, greater Israel or whatever other asinine scheme they've cooked up to kill people over. And then when you come home, they want you to be fat and stupid and slow and mentally destroyed and despised by your neighbors. And they just want you to drink yourself to death waiting for the VA to give you an appointment. It's brutal and evil, but that's how they think. And now they're ramping it up and they're creating an atmosphere of fear around anybody that is capable of committing violence, anybody that's capable of wielding a weapon or acting in a strategic way, anybody who is strong and capable, basically, but especially veterans who, of course, have been trained in this. So it says, U.S. military trained him in explosives and battlefield tactics. Now, the Iraq War veteran and enlisted National Guard member was calling for taking up arms against police and government officials in his own country. Now, again, they're trying to create this fear factor. They're trying to plant in people's minds the idea that not only are veterans potentially dangerous, but they've already killed 100 people. Right-wing U.S. military veterans have killed 100 people in attacks, in terrorist attacks, over the last, 6 years? Which is not true. Which is a lie. But they're planting this idea. Not only is this a future thing, it's already happening. So it's urgent. Do we have to take massive measures against these far-right extremists? Now, it's a little bit absurd because 100 people dying is about an average Chicago weekend, but that's beside the point. It's a significantly smaller number than the number of people that have been killed just randomly from just racial hatred, minorities killing white people, or the number of people that have been killed by fentanyl. This would be about, a couple hours of fentanyl deaths from the open border. But it doesn't matter. But none of that matters. 100,000 people dying of fentanyl pales in comparison to 100 people being killed by right-wing extremism in the minds of these people and in the way that they're able to manipulate the public. So there's this guy, Chris Arthur, warned about a coming civil war. Videos he posted publicly on YouTube bore titles such as The End of America or Next Revolutionary War, and is telling the U.S. was falling into chaos and there would be only one way to survive, kill or be killed. Arthur was posting during a surge of far-right extremism in the years leading up to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. He wrote Warcraft training manuals to help others organize their own militias. He offered sessions at his farm in Mount Olive, North Carolina, that taught how to kidnap and attack public officials, use snipers and explosives, and design a fatal funnel booby trap to inflict mass casualties. While he continued to post publicly, military and law enforcement ignored more than a dozen warnings phoned in by Arthur's wife. Is this the plot to the new Joker movie? They say Arthur isn't an anomaly. No, it's not an anomaly. First of all, so far they have not described anything I can identify as illegal. He created a militia? Great. Explicitly codified into the Constitution is his right. Actually, it's an obligation. We should all be in militias. He talks about the end of America and that America is falling into chaos. Yes, true. Very true. But they say he's not an anomaly. He's among more than 480 people with military background accused of ideologically driven extremist crimes from 2017 through 2023, including the more than 230 arrested in connection with the January 6th insurrection. So yeah, everything they're talking about basically is just about January 6th. They're still using January 6th. In this case, they're going to use it to go after veterans because they have the potential for violence. Can't have that. We can't allow that. START researchers found that more than 80% of extremists with military backgrounds identified with far-right anti-government or white supremacist ideologies, and the rest split along far-left jihadist or other motivations. In the shadow of the January 6th attack on the Capitol, led in part by veterans, in a closely contested presidential election, law enforcement officials have said the threat from domestic violent extremists is one of the most persistent and pressing terror threats in the United States. We need to play that skit I did of The Boy Who Cried Wolf, because that's what this is. Only in the parody version, where it's like, you can cry wolf a million times and The lack of evidence is seen as evidence. You know what I'm saying? There hasn't been any attacks. There haven't been any attacks. Like, it's just utter nonsense. It's just utter nonsense. They just keep saying it over and over. Right-wing extremists, they're the biggest terror threat. Where is the terror? Where any terror attacks have been committed? I know multiple transgender people motivated by that ideology who went in and killed children in schools. Where's the right-wing terrorists? Where are they? They don't exist. They're talking about thought crime. They're talking about violent domestic right-wing extremists. They're categorizing them as that because they're trained to fight by the U.S. military and they're right-wing. They aren't planning attacks. They aren't attacking anybody. They aren't blowing up buildings. They aren't taking public officials hostage. The one case where that was discussed was an FBI setup. It was planned and organized and orchestrated and carried out by the FBI using undercover operatives to entrap people who otherwise would have never even remotely considered such a thing. But they just keep saying it. So they think if they say it enough, it's not that if they say it enough, it becomes true. They know it's never true. If they say it enough, they can feel justified in acting on the information, on the lies that they're spreading. They say in the shadow of the January 6th attack on the Capitol, led in part by veterans. Which again, just another thing they just say. They just say it. It was a totally peaceful protest. There never would have been violence on January 6th if not for the sudden and unjustified attack on the protesters using non-lethal munitions by the Capitol Police, who were standing up on balconies firing flashbangs into the peaceful crowd, forcing them forward into the line of police, who then beat them with batons and were rapidly overwhelmed because they had like 14 people versus a crowd of a million. And they framed this as an attack on the Capitol. I wish this had been an attack on the Capitol. I wish it had been all the things they said it was. I wish this had been a highly organized, well-armed contingent of veterans taking over our government. Because maybe then we wouldn't have 50 million illegal immigrants. Maybe then we wouldn't have spent hundreds of billions of dollars on wars overseas. Maybe then we wouldn't be teetering on the edge of World War III. It's just outrageous. It's the most persistent and pressing terror threat to the United States, despite any evidence, despite no actual attacks, despite nothing to point to as proof that any of this exists. The AP learned the Defense Department researchers developed a promising approach to detect and monitor extremism that the Pentagon has chosen to use. As part of the investigation, the AP vetted and added to the data analysis provided by START and collected thousands of pages of records and hours of audio and video recordings through public records requests online. And remember, some of the things they say make you a right-wing extremist are the don't tread on me flag, or purchasing a Bible, or shopping at Bass Pro Shop. These are things they've actually used to justify surveillance and to take records, bank records, cell phone records, communication records of American people who have never committed a crime, but are being surveilled and operated against by the U.S. military and intelligence communities because they purchased a Bible or shopped at a Bass Pro Shop or were in the vicinity of Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021. They say when people with military backgrounds radicalize, they tend to radicalize to the point of mass violence, said START's Michael Jensen, who leads a team that spent years compiling and vetting the data set. Yeah, they can just say things. They can just say things. This means nothing. People with military backgrounds radicalize. They tend to radicalize to the point of mass violence. Where? Where's the mass violence? Where? What are you talking about? I don't see it. They're just saying things. It just doesn't mean anything. This means nothing. What it means is that they're just laying the groundwork. They're going to start coming after veterans for radicalization. Probably based on disinformation, misinformation, i.e. the truth, and or foundational American beliefs. His group found that among extremists, the number one predictor of being classified as a mass casualty offender was having a U.S. military background. Again, what does this even mean? The number one predictor of being classified as a mass casualty offender? Do you mean people who've committed mass casualty events? That's not what you say. You say categorized as a mass casualty offender. This outranked mental health problems. It outranked being a loner. It outranked having a previous criminal history or substance abuse issues. The data tracked individuals with military backgrounds, most of whom were veterans, involved in plans to kill, injure, or inflict damage for political, social, economic, or religious goals. While some violent plots in the data were unsuccessful, those that succeeded killed and hurt dozens of people. Really? Where? What were they? When did they happen? They've killed dozens of people. They're sitting here telling you that in America, in the last 5 years, dozens of people have been killed by violent right-wing extremist terrorist veterans. Dozens of them. 100, nearly 100. What are they talking about? They are fabricating non-existent terrorism as a groundwork, as a framework, as a prerequisite to unconstitutionally, tyrannically go after American veterans or anybody on the right wing for anything. Okay? The worst, by far and away, by leaps and bounds, the worst thing they can point to is January 6th, an event in which a million unarmed people killed no one, and yet five of them were killed by the police. The worst thing they can point to, the epitome, the ultimate, the pinnacle of right-wing domestic terrorism, was a protest where five protesters were murdered by police. But based on the lies they tell about this, based on their illusion, their delusion, their imagined, fabricated, non-existent threat of terrorism, they are going to start going after anybody who's anti-government, anybody who is pro-Second Amendment, anybody who's a veteran, first and foremost. They're telling you that in this AP article. And this comes 2 days after they rewrote the DOD manual to allow the American military to engage lethally with American citizens. Bishop Garrison, a U.S. Army veteran and former senior advisor to Lloyd Austin, led the working group to address extremism following January 6th and the widespread unrest in 2020 amid the COVID pandemic and a racial reckoning. See, January 6th was an insurrection. It was domestic terror. It was an attack on the foundations of democracy. They sent people to jail for 20 years. Over nothing, over people putting their feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk. That was the worst thing that happened there. Other than, of course, the five examples of protesters being murdered by the police. But that's being portrayed as an insurrection, as domestic terror. The year-long nightly conflagration of the Black Lives Matter protest, the wholesale hundreds of thousands of people gathering in cities to burn down cities' blocks to cause tens of billions of dollars in damage and actually kill 12 people during those riots, that's called a racial reckoning. Quote, we believe the vast majority of people who serve do so honorably, and this is a small group of individuals having an outsized impact. But we also still need to analyze the data and ensure that our hypothesis is correct and supported by fact. They say there's a lack of data. How to understand the scope of extremism when there's millions of active service members in all of the branches. Well, they're going to be he says, we can't be the thought police. We can't be the thought police. They want to, though, and they are becoming the thought police, and they're using this START program to collect thousands of pages of records, hours of audio and video recordings. They're cooperating with social media. They're cooperating with the banks. Cooperating with the intelligence agencies to surveil the American people before they attack them.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the AlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.